This is a production of Cornell University.
You're listening to the weekly Shortcut Early Bird podcast. On today's episode, we'll talk about the warm overnight temps, self-inflicted wounds, and the awareness you should have on the stress you're putting on the turf. Enjoy. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Shortcut Early Bird podcast. It's June 30th here with Dr. Rossi. Frank, as always, let's start with the weather conversation. It's still been warm and kind of a little bit wet still, right?
That's right. We were out this week with our State Park Regional Golf Tour at Shenango Valley at the Bethpage State Park, and then finally at the wonderful James Baird State Park under the watchful hands of Kevin O'Brien and his staff. Wonderful time out with the guys, which makes talking about growing grass and feeling the weather a lot easier when you're out in it. So I would say overall, what we heard at the weather is pretty much what we've seen outside, that, you know, if you're really struggling with grass at this time of the year, it maybe you ought to think about another line of work, because there have been some relatively easy conditions, but the warm temperatures are building, right? We're coming into the normal time when the temps are going to get warmer, and we're expecting wet conditions, and are indicated specifically high overnight lows, right, Carl? And so the high overnight low conditions creates a fair amount of stress for the plants, and maybe that's the next thing for us to yak about.
Yeah, I mean, we've had kind of this easy spring. We've had a lot of moisture in the system. Now we're getting to those high overnight lows. Those cause a lot of problem with diseases. That's going to exacerbate the weaknesses that you've kind of developed maybe from the spring.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So if you have poor drainage, got low light, you have any kind of poor root system,
right.
All of those things are going to be exposed as we keep the high nighttime temperatures, right? The plants can't re-equilibrate hydraulically at night when they're under that kind of heat stress going into the evening. And our forecast website does a really nice job of sort of quantifying the heat stress. So if you go to the forecast website, when those warm nighttime temperatures come up and you have heat stress, you should almost think about that like it's a pathogen, except it's an abiotic stress, not caused by an organism necessarily, but by the temperature stress, which, as I talked about earlier, is weakening the cool season grasses and allowing the warm season grasses like crabgrass and troublesome weeds that we've been struggling with like nutsedge to get worse. Now, Randy Prostak has reported that the prees are holding nicely. We were happy to hear that. And I also think we heard pretty widespread from the regional people we talked to that weeds seem to be low in the landscape. And that brought up the conversation of how pre-emergent herbicides also for crabgrass also wind up picking up a lot of other weeds. So you're getting a benefit from that, from the right timing and the right conditions. But Carl, as we end, at our last section here, what did come up is what Rich Buckley is calling a few self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about self-inflicted wounds. Early in the season, a lot of these weaknesses may have been covered up. Maybe you could describe some of these self-inflicted wounds that you're going to start seeing symptoms of now.
Right, and so what you got away with early in the season, because it's been cool and plenty of moisture, I mean, guys are growing grass where they have a difficult time normally producing it. Those self-inflicted wounds include, maybe too much growth regulator, or, grooming and top dressing in 90-degree weather, or I think Buckley even singled out daconil action and signature applied together and smoke in the turf. So he also indicated something that everybody wants to be aware of, that the anthracnose trial is underway at Rutgers in a fierce way. Rich says that the researchers who have been out there, they were saying it's the worst anthracnose they've seen on the plots in 5 years. So if we accept, and I think we do now, that basal-rot anthracnose is a stress-induced disease, if you're not creating stress or you're trying the best you can to minimize it, and you recognize that the environment is now causing all this stress, you have to then consider, listen, I normally do these things that are stressful through the turf. I need to back off a little bit. Just let these things go. That's we talked about this week, right? Keep them smooth. Don't worry about the speed, right? And we're talking primarily about putting surfaces. Lawns and sports fields should be doing fairly well. Sports fields should only be suffering if they don't, if they're getting over trafficked. Otherwise, everybody's reporting that the sports fields held up really well. during the spring season, and they're doing fairly fine now. But it's the putting greens and those very shallow root systems that we see in golf, and the threat of basal rot and anthracnose that we try to remind guys and folks to, you know, the environment's causing that stress. Mm-hmm. If you normally get away with imposing something that's a little bit stressful, maybe you should think about backing off.
Yeah, and this idea of the awareness, of being aware of, you know, what you're doing it in really short time periods, I think is the key here, being aware of your practices. And one way to be aware is to listen to this podcast every single week when we talk about it, the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. So with that, I think we thank everyone for joining us for another episode. We hope to see you next week. Again, check out our Facebook and Twitter accounts where you can also stay aware with our daily updates. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.